too small, and you might as well know it. When people have junk, here's a place that they throw it. Or you might catch a boot, or you might catch a can. You might catch a bottle, but listen, young man. If you said 50 years with your worms and your wishes, you'd grow a long beard long before you'd catch fishes. Michael, you might be right. I've been here 3 hours without one single bite. There might be no fish, but again, where they might. Cause you can never tell what goes on down below. This pool might be bigger than your I know. This might be a pool like I've read of in books. Connected to underground brooks, an underground river that starts here and flows right under the pasture, and then, well, who knows? Well, it might go a long time where no one can see, right under State Highway 203, right under the wagons, right under the toes of Mrs. Ombroso. Gallagher's pool with a sea. Then maybe some fish might be swimming toward me. If such a thing could be, there certainly would be. Some very smart fellow might point out the way to the place where I'm fishing. And that's why I say, if I wait long enough, if I'm patient and cool, when I'll catch in McGilligan's pool. I might catch a fin fish, or I might catch a stout fish. I might catch a short or a long, long drawn out fish. Any kind, any shape, any color or size. I might catch some fish that would open your eyes. I won't be surprised if a dogfish appears, complete with a collar and long floppy ears, wuffing along, and perhaps he might chase a whole lot of catfish right straight to this place. I might catch a fish with a pinwheel-like tail. I might catch a fish who has fins like a sail. Well, I might catch a long fish who hides up in Friskers. Catch an old one with long flowing whiskers. I might catch a fish with a long curly nose. I might catch a fish like a rooster that crows. I might catch a fish with a checkerboard belly, or even a fish made of strawberry jelly. Well, I might catch a seahorse now, mightn't I now? Partly a cow, some fish from the tropics, all sunburned and hot, might decide to swim up. Well, they might they not, racing up north for a chance to get cool, full steam ahead for McGilligan's pool. Well, some Eskimo fish from beyond Hudson Bay might decide to swim down, might be headed this way. It's a pretty long trip, but they might and they may. I might catch an eel, well, I might, it depends. A long twisting eel with a lot of strange bends, and oddly enough, with a head on both ends. One doesn't catch this kind of fish as a rule. Gilligat's pool. Oh, I might catch a fish with a terrible grouch, or an Australian fish with a kangaroo's pouch. Who wants to catch small ones like mackerel and trout? Say, I'd catch a sawfish with such a long snout that he needs an assistant to help him about. If I wait long enough, if I'm patient and cool, who knows what I catch in the Gilligat's pool? Some rough-necked lobster on gristle and mussel might grab at my bait, then would I have a tussle? To land one so tough might take 2 or 3 hours, but the next might be easy, the kind that likes flowers. I might catch some sort of a fast-moving bloke who zips through the waves with an overarm stroke. If you please, who slides down the sides of strange islands on skis? He might ski on over and pay me a visit. That's not impossible, really, now is it? Some circus fish from an acrobat school might stage a big show in the Gilligat's pool. Oh, I might catch a fish from stranger place yet, from the world's highest river in far off Tibet, where the falls are so steep that it's dangerous to ride them. So the fish put up shoots and they float down beside them, from the world's deepest ocean, from way down below, from deep in the mud where the deep divers go, from down in the mire some fish who are all going clerk. Whales, I catch whales, yes, a whole herd of whales, all spouting their spouts and all thrashing their tails. I'll catch 50 whales, then I stop for the day, 'cause there's nothing that's bigger than whales, so they say. Still, of course, it might be that there is something bigger, some sort of a kind of a thingamajigger, a fish that's so big, if you know what I mean, that it makes a whale look like a tiny sardine. Oh, the sea is so full of a number of fish. If a fellow is a patient, he might get his wish.